Counter bigotry through knowledge and wisdom.
There have been 68 great massacres around the world since the end of World War II, and about 85 million people have lost their lives in these massacres. Eleven million of these people who lost their lives were Muslims. Furthermore, 9 out of 10 Muslims who died in these conflicts were killed by other Muslims.
None of the wars of the Middle East were waged on religious ground. Yet during these wars, religious motives were cynically exploited as leverage, and many elements that served to whip up war fever came into play. These elements mostly consisted of religious fanatics.
Questions do you face?
Possible jail time. That's one possible thing.
Are you willing to risk that?
Yes. Yes, I will not let my person, I will not let anyone send me back over there to kill other poor people, especially when they pose no threat to me and my country.
However, during the civil war that followed the occupation, the suicide bombers were Muslims. The Afghan Civil War erupted years before the U.S. invasion. It was none other than Muslims who fired upon each other in the Syrian, Yemeni, Sudanese, Algerian, and Libyan civil wars.
Because the ideology of bigotry cultivated violence, it paved the way for violence to flourish. Holding sway over the majority of the Islamic countries, the ideology of bigotry estranged many Muslims from fundamental human values such as compassion, mercy, love, and respect. These groups have always regarded the requirements of modern society, such as democracy, human rights, and freedom of speech, as utterly insignificant.
The number of those martyred in the Iraqi and Afghani civil wars is well over 1 million. To date, this number has reached 500,000 in the Syrian civil war. Over 20,000 Muslims perished in the Libyan civil war, and over the last 50 years, Yemen has witnessed more than 10 rebellions and civil wars. In the currently ongoing Muslim-on-Muslim conflicts, nearly 200,000 Muslims have lost their lives. Adding Somalia, Nigeria, Sudan, and Pakistan to this list, 9 of the 11 ongoing full-scale civil wars across the globe are within Islamic countries.
Both the murderers and the murdered are prayer-performing, God-worshipping, mosque-going Muslims. Abolishing the current atmosphere of discord is the foremost duty of all Muslims. Islam is based on solidarity among Muslims.
In his last sermon, our Prophet, peace be upon him, reminded the Islamic community that all Muslims are brethren. O believers, listen to what I am saying to you very carefully. Every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and the Muslims constitute one brotherhood. Nothing shall be legitimate to a Muslim which belongs to a fellow Muslim unless it was given freely and willingly.
This is the path that all Muslims should follow. The real problem the world is faced with is the trap of violence and the ideologies that give rise to it. Bigotry stems from a grave misconception of Islam, and it is nurtured by superstitions. This grave misconception is causing the death of millions of Muslims, and it is growing at an alarming rate. The only possible cure lies in a rationalistic education based on the Quran. This should be the path followed in order to strive against radicalism.